hands on deck.
Aye, aye, Captain Hatch.
Hoist the mainsail.
Yes, sir, Jonas.
It's time for character building musical adventure.
Reporting for duty, sir.
Where are we headed, Uncle Jonas?
The adventures of Patch the Pirate.
Stay tuned. There's lots more excitement.
It's awesome as Colossimus.
I'm so excited about today's adventure. I can hardly stand it. It deals with one of my favorite truths in the scripture. The boundless mercy of our great Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, there is no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. And today, Moshi hears about God's sinless Lamb and His mercy to sinners, even thieves. We'll take you now to the Garden of Gethsemane, where the sneaky sheik reveals his evil plot to Moshi.
You should make your recording.
That's mighty sweet, you cute little twig of a fella. But at my age, I'm probably not gonna be branching out much more. I figure I'll just stay here and bloom where I'm planted.
Have any of you seen Moshi?
There he is, over there by that big rock, talking with somebody.
Hey, it's the sheep.
I wonder what he wants.
He gives me the creepy, weepy, heebie-jeebies.
Me too, sissy.
You bumbling idiot!
I tried my best. I had it up in the tree and everything. I don't want to steal anymore.
I'm finished with your incompetence. I'm taking over.
What do you mean?
I want you and your group at the garden tomb in exactly 30 minutes.
Why?
When you get there, send Patch and the crew inside the tomb. And you volunteer to wait outside with the jar.
But what good'll that do?
I found another jar that looks just like the one with the scroll in it.
So?
Oh, you're such a simpleton! Don't you see? While they're inside the tomb, I'll trade jars with you. You'll have your freedom. And I'll have... the scroll.
Is everything all right, Moshi?
Captain, my good friend, how do you like Gethsemane?
It's very moving.
Yes, I often come here to pray myself. But wait till you see the garden tomb. Now there's my favorite.
Are we gonna get to go there?
No tour of Israel would be complete without it. Moshi, lead the way.
Peanut, don't forget the jar.
I've got it, Pixie.
If you look straight ahead of us, you'll see a place that's called Skull Hill.
It does kind of look like a skull.
Many believe that Skull Hill is the place where Jesus was crucified.
Can't you just imagine Jesus giving his life on an old, rugged cross?
Captain, how could Jesus love us so much?
I don't know, Princess, but I'm sure glad he did.
Please follow me down these steps.
All these flowers are so colorly lovely.
This cave you see on your right seems to have been the property of a very wealthy man. Many Christians believe it is the tomb where they laid the body of Jesus.
Really?
Can we go in?
Certainly. All six of you should be able to fit inside.
Come on, Princess.
I'm right behind you, PJ.
Watch your head, Captain. The door to the cave is really low.
Thanks, Pixie. Come on in, Peanut. I think there's still room.
Are you going in, Moshi?
No, I'll just wait out here, Peanut. I've seen it before. Here, let me hold the jar so you can have more room.
Thanks, Moshi.
Watch your head.
Okay.
While we're all together in here, I'd like to read a little of Matthew chapter 28.
Well done, Moshi. You did something right for a change.
You call stealing doing something right?
I'm in no mood for arguing. Give me the jar with the scroll in it.
I can't do this.
What?
Ow!
Listen, Moshi, don't do anything stupid. You just take my jar. That's right. And I'll take your jar. There you go. That's all there is to it.
And now, you're a free man. I'll never bother you again.
Sheik, you're a wicked, evil person.
Moshi, Moshi, Moshi. Just to show you how wrong you are, take these 30 silver shekels to remember me by.
I don't want your money.
Take it, you little fool. Never let it be said that the Sheik is not a generous man.
Oh, I could stay here all day.
Seeing this empty tomb makes the resurrection seem so real.
Here, Moshi. I'll take the jar now. Moshi, your nose is bleeding.
What happened?
Nothing.
Something had to happen.
It's just a weakness in my blood.
You need to take care of that.
I sure do.
Here's a Kleenex, Moshi.
Let's all be seated right here outside the tomb and just thank God for sending us our Messiah. Let me begin by reading some verses from Isaiah.
From the scroll?
No, Moshi. From my Bible.
Of course.
Hundreds of years before Jesus was ever born, Isaiah wrote these words about the Messiah in Isaiah 53:5. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities.
But the Messiah is supposed to be a king who sets up his throne in Jerusalem and brings peace to all the world.
That's right, Moshi. But he won't do that till he comes a second time. The first time he came as the Lamb of God, Isaiah says he is brought as a lamb to the slaughter.
Like the lambs that were sacrificed in the temple?
Yes, exactly. But remember, Jesus the Messiah was God's perfect lamb.
And after he gave his life, no other sacrifices were necessary.
Told Abraham, give to me a sacrifice. Bring your only son, there can be no greater price. Climb the mountain and build me an altar. You must trust me and do all I say. Isaac said to Abraham, Father, here's the wood, here's the fire, but where's the lamb? Then as Isaac was placed on the altar, God the Father provided a lamb.
Thank you.
idea my Bible said so much about Jesus.
It says oodles and caboodles.
The Old Testament prophesies that Jesus would be buried in a rich man's tomb.
And that his back would be beaten and his beard pulled out.
And that his hands and feet would be pierced.
And that he would rise again.
Psalm 41 even prophesies that a close friend would betray Jesus.
A close friend?
Yes. His name was Judas.
And Zechariah prophesied that Judas would sell Jesus for 30 pieces of silver.
30 pieces of silver?
That's right.
What happened to this Judas?
You don't want to know. It's really bad.
I guess stealing is pretty serious.
Very serious, Moshi. The Bible says that thieves shall not inherit the kingdom of God.
Does God ever have mercy on thieves?
Yes, Moshi. Jesus was crucified between two thieves, and one of them asked for mercy.
What did Jesus do?
Jesus forgave him.
Captain, I need God's mercy too.
Why don't you pray right now, Moshi, and tell God about it?
Dear God, I'm a thief too, but I don't want to be. I now believe that Jesus is the Messiah and that he died to wash away my sin. Father, I am so sinful. Oh, please forgive me.
God bless you, mate.
This is Christy Ann with important information about all of Patch the Pirate's musical recordings. If you miss a broadcast, you can log on the web at patchthepirate.org. and listen to it for free at any time. There are also free coloring pages for the kids. Call us today at 1-800-GO-PATCH and we'll send your family a free full color catalog. Call 1-800-GO-PATCH.
Now here's a favorite song from the Sneaky Sheik. Some wise advice for every obedient believer. This be Jonas Squidley, reminding ye the Lord says in John 3, verse 3, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven. We'll be a-looking for you next time on the Adventures of Patch the Pirate.